as a finale in Hilchot Tzedakah and Ma'aseh Kesafim, and also an opportunity on Leil Yom HaZikaron here in Eretz Yisrael for all the Chayalim and Chayalit Tzva Hagana Yisrael that had tremendous Mesirus Nefesh, so we could live B'Yishuv Adas in Eretz Yisrael. This would be a great opportunity to learn the sugya of Pidyon Shvuim. I just want to touch upon one aspect of it, and that is the price that we should pay as a community or as an individuals to redeem our Shvuim. May the Shir be Be'ez Hashem and Ilu Neshama for all Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, the Moser Nefesh. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, or the Mishnah starts off as follows: Ein Potin Es Hashvuin Yeter Al Gdei Demeyen Lifnei Tikun Ha'olam Vein Mavrich Es Hashvuin Lifnei Tikun Ha'olam Shem Ezam Bidei Olam Lifnei Takon Es Hashvuin. So the Mishnah says two halachas. One halacha is that you don't redeem captive people more for more than the value. And the other one is that you don't try to be mavriach the shvuyim, and both of these halachos are because tikkun hashvuyim, tikkun ha'olam, as the Tana Kama says. Ask the Gemara, Iboilehu, we have the following questions. Ahim mifnei tikkun ha'olam mishum duchka de tziburahu, o dilma mishum de oligru vizelaitu tfei. Ask the Gemara, this halacha, that you cannot be podei yashavui, yoter akademei demeyan. That the Mishnah teaches us is because Tikkun HaOlam. Is that because that if the prices go up to unreasonable prices, then the Tzibur, the community, would not be able to handle it, to deal with it? Or the fear is that it's going to be counterproductive. What does that mean? That if I pay a very large amount of money for a Shavui, what's going to end up happening is they're going to constantly develop a system of kidnapping people, of taking captive people. The reason they're going to do that is because they're going to realize that they could get as much money as they want. Tashma, the Gemara goes on and says, the lady by Darga, Parka Lebarte, Betrasa Afi Dinarizah. This guy, Lady Bardarga, redeemed his daughter with 13,000 coins of gold. Our Rabbi, my name alone, the Brussel Chachamim of it. Says Rabbi, Mehichi Tesi, how do you know that he did it based on Chachamim? Do a Shlom Brussel Chachamim of it. Meaning, don't bring proof from Lady Bardarga that what? What proof did you want to bring? You wanted to bring proof with Chora. That the Boilu goes in a certain way. What's the way the Boilu goes in? The Boilu goes in a way of saying that it must be Duchka de Tzibura. And therefore, since Lady Bardarga took it out of his own pocket, Mimela, there's no Duchka de Tzibura. And if there's no Duchka de Tzibura, it's mutter. I mean, Lechora, one of the nafkaminas to whether it's Duchka de Tzibura or the Oligruvu like Tutfe is that I can redeem my own child. If the issue is Duchka de Tzibura, or the person has his own money. Let's say Rothschild was kidnapped. He has his own money to redeem himself. So if the Svara is Duchka de Tzibura, then there's no Duchka de Tzibura. Like in the case of Levi Bar Adarga, that he took it from his own pocket. But if the Svara is not Duchka de Tzibura, but Ravdol Ligruvet Fei, meaning that they should not continue kidnapping, there's no nafkamina to what the source of the money is, as long as the receiving end gets an unreasonable amount of money. Says Rashi, "Mifnei duchah de tziburu, ein lanu lipchok at tzibur, v'laviol d'anius v'shvilelo, o dilma de lo yimseru akum nafshayu v'ligrivu v'laitu tfei, mifnei shemochrin otan biyoker, v'nav kamini meishlav ashiru karov shvotzalim t'tov v'dam arbe v'loi plo at tzibur." So Rashi clearly stresses that the nafkamina is in a scenario where the family has money, and therefore the redeeming is not going to fall on the shoulders of the tzibur. Mimela, there is no concept of duchka the tzibura. And since there's no concept of duchka the tzibura, mimela, it would be mutar. But if as far as really grubi tfei, that they're going to continue kidnapping, so it doesn't make a difference what the source of the money is. Says the Gemara, in Ksuvistafim Beis on Beis, Ein Pudin ist Aschuin, ja, trau, kadei de Meia, en mi feitig und allo. Habe ich dei de Meia in Pudin? Lechor, it seems to be that if it's chdei de Meia, as it's not yet the chdei de Meia, it's not more than accepted. But it is the accepted price you do read him. Afagav de Prukoni, otro, ksuvasa. It was the fact that the husband is chayiv and one of his halachos to be Pudin's wife from Shvia, if she gets kidnapped, he has to redeem her. L'chora, that means v'chdei the man is chayev, even though the redeeming is more than a ksuva. V'raminu, nishbeis v'mvakshim imenu adasar b'ksuvasa, p'am rishon apode, v'kan v'elach what's apode? Ratsa ain't apode. Okay? P'am rishon l'chora is chayev in pidyon, even if it's much more than her ksuva. From here on, if he wants to redeem, if he doesn't want to redeem, if she would come leal over, he may have prukana kenegik suvasa, podeim lave no podeim, if she would come leal, says it's limited to the amount of har suva. Goes the Rambam and says, nichos matno sani imperishal alach yud beis, ein podeim is hashfun yet, beyeter al demeyem, if ne tikkun olam, shlo yu ahovim, rot fi machrem lishbosa. So the Rama Lechor is Machria in the Gemara Zibaylu. The Gemara Zibaylu who was is because Dukka de Tzibura or because the Loligru Vilayt Lutfe. Says the Rama, the reason is Shalom Yehovin wrote for Nachrem Lishbosa. Lechor is Loligru Vutfe. And if it's Loligru Vutfe, it seems to be that even if it's Mishpacha, it can't be redeemed Yoter Mikdei Demeh. And also the Mechaber and some Ration and Beis Yisif Da'al in your day and Hilchos Zaka, ain't Poldin as Hashvun Yedach Deh, men feit to go to Olam. Shelo yu ha'oi vim mois shem atzmam aleyem lishbosa. Aval adam yocho livdos es asmo b'chol ma shiirtze. V'chein l'tam in chacham. O afilo ain't l'tam in chacham, shul tam in charif, efshur shi adam gadol, poldim oto v'dam merubim. So here the Mechaber seems to be saying something very interesting, which is the Chora, a kasha on Shitas Rashi. Or a contradictory to Shitas Rashi. I don't know if it's a kasha, it's contradictory to Shitas Rashi. The Chora, the Mechaber Pasuk is like the Rambam. Like the Bayalu, the Tzad that says that the Sfar is the lowly group of Yitfei. L'chora, the Mechaber passes like the Shita that holds it as far as the lowly Gruvu Tfei. Because he clearly says, Shalom, you all even moist your matzvah on the Shavta. L'chora, if that's true, Rashi suggested that the Nafkamina in the Boilu of the Gemara is whether or not a person could use his own money. And L'chora, according to Pshat and Rashi, the Sfar is as follows. If it was Dukka the Tzibura, then a person could use his own money. Or his family money. If it wasn't Dukkha de Tzibura, Baran Loligruvu Yitfei, then a person could not use his family money. And here the Mechaber, Paskins, the Loligruvu Yitfei, as he says, Shalom, you are even Maishim Atzmalam Lishposam. And anyways, he says that a person could redeem himself as much as he wants. And that is a very interesting Tzarechiyun that we have to figure out. If he passes the legal route, why could he redeem himself as much as he wants? So Lechor Pshad in the next Tosis in Daf Memeh Amar Aleph in Masechus Gittin answers, what's the heter of redeeming his wife, Shani Ishto, the Avu Kigufi Yotem Ribeto, the Hacho Val Asmo, the Tiknu Shlo Yitem Kol Shelo Bad Nafsho? Says Tosis, that's not a kasha. Meaning there's a chilik between family member and an individual himself. What's the svar lechor? The oomph of the svar of Taisus is as follows. Why can't the person pay more than the market value to redeem? It's because if he pays more than the market value to redeem, the goyim are going to go ahead and attack and kidnap Jews. That's a svara that a person could say regarding a third party. But regarding himself, that svara cannot be said. And therefore a person could redeem himself, even yaiter mikdei demeyer, because it's his own pikuach nefesh, and he has the money, and he can't say a svara. I'm saying maybe they'll kidnap other Jews. What do you want from me? I'm talking about myself. Ishto says Tosis is kegufo. Bito is not kegufo. Inami says Tosis is the second answer. B'shas churban abayis lo shayich de lo ligrubu. Says Tosis another svara to be mechalik is that b'shas churban abayis. Now, since Churban HaBayis is going around right now, the Sfar of Lo Ligravut Fei is not Shaykh, because it's going to go on constantly. Therefore, that Sfar is not Shaykh, and that's why a person could redeem himself. So Taisus has two Svaras to make a chilik between himself, and the Chorkus is the Sfar of the Shulchan Aruch, to be a chilik between himself and all other people. That's one svara. One svara between himself and all other people. That there we don't say the svara of the lowly Gruvutve, if he could afford it himself. And the other svara Taisus has is b'shas churban lo shayach lowly Gruvu. Says the Meiri that this whole halacha and whole sugya is is all within the context of Mekolkom Shevi. She karla mamon vein chasha shmita. This whole halacha that you're not put the shvu yoter miktei the man is only in the captivity that's focused around money, and there's no reason to be afraid of death. But if there's a reason to be afraid of death, Chara Miri says a very positive svara. Very positive svara is now it's pikuach nefesh. Now that it's pikuach nefesh, why would we limit the amount of money that a person has to pay to redeem? Meaning, Duchka de Tzibur doesn't make sense. Why does Duchka de Tzibur not make sense? Because it's Pikuach Nefesh. In the case of Pikuach Nefesh, I am not worried about Duchka de Tzibur. The obvious kash on the Miri is the other direction. And that is as follows. The svara of the Miri all makes sense in Duchka de Tzibur. Again, I could go ahead and say that I can't put such a burden on the Tzibur, because there's no pikuach nefesh. But in pikuach nefesh, I definitely could put any burden I need to put on the tzibur. But if the whole svar is that they shouldn't kidnap other people, the lowly group of tzei, the chayr of the miri svar doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Meaning, if they kidnapped Reuven, and it's a pikuach nefesh issue, and I'm going to pay 10 times his value to redeem him, so what did I do? I might have solved this pikuach nefesh issue, but I've generated and created a much bigger and greater pikuach nefesh issue, because now definitely they're going to go ahead and kidnap many other people and put them in a sakana nefesh scenario. So l'chara the nafkamina, you would say b'svara, another nafkamina of duchad tzibur and l'ligur v'itzei, would be pikuach nefesh. If the svara is duchad tzibur, then that's not limited by pikuach nefesh. If the svara is a ligur tfei, then even if it's pikuach nefesh, the chav is no svara, because it just creates a bigger and greater chaos. And that's a great kasha on the Miri. And the chav, if we skip the Pitchei Tshuva just for a second, and we go on to the Ramban, it's the same kasha. V'yishvomen the kolecha de'ika chasha shalemit, I'm sorry, he asks the kasha and he asks the kasha. V'yishvomen the kolecha de'ika chasha shalemit apodim mitzvah b'chom b'avent shalom of doza. Says Ramban, there are those that say that if there's a pikuach nefesh question, you pay any money you have to pay to redeem them. V'lo misaber, the kol shevi kulu itnu bay. V'lo gabe yishe ika chasha shalayos. V'yapagab shkak olomi, ayalam lochush. Ramban asks different kashas. He says, every Shevi has a tzad, every captivity has a tzad of mita. Second of all, l'chora, the arayos are the same. The arayos are the same as misa. And even though it's kak olam, we still should have been chayshish. So Ramban says it doesn't make sense, but our kasha l'chera is a much stronger kasha. That if the tzad is lowly gravut fei, it's the Ramban's kasha, chayz a kasha even if it's tzurcha the tzibura. But if the tzad is lowly gravut fei, then the our kasha is even greater. So what if yourself is pikuach nefesh? You're creating a bigger problem. And that's what the Pesach Tshuva raises a name in the Knesset Yecheskel and Simul Amar Chet. Ach, but choose Knesset Yecheskel, Simul Amar Yisigal, and Mishmai Terutz, and the Sekonis Nefashos, will Shayach El in time Mishum Duchat of the Tzibura. I will in time do a Ligru Bat for a Hepech. Exactly our Kasha. Okay, now I want to focus on something else, which I think is a big piece of this discussion. And that is, what's the definition of Kedei Demayin? The truth is, Maran Lubin, Kato, the Pirush Kedei Demayin, Haina Kefima Sheshove, Lim Bisho, Lim Kor Bishuk Evet. The Afar Gav, the Bar Tseinon, Zeriki Lutum Kor Avodim Vishvachos, Mikoma Koma Chashmo, Matsinu, Vidu Vishum, Echad Mechon, Vishum Gilu Dat, She Bizmanen, Yishtan Adim, Medina Gemara. Mistama Bizmanen, Ugan Katsikh Larich, Dama of Kama Sheshove, Lim Kor Bishuk, Shechmochim Avodim, Kigon Be'eretz Yisrael, Be'eretz Yishmol. The Maharam in Lublin says the Svar of Kedei Demayin is the amount that they're worth in market value. How do we evaluate in Chazal market value? In other words, what do we do in Chazal to evaluate market value? What we do in Chazal to evaluate market value is we go ahead and see how much they can be sold as Avadim. And whatever they can be sold as Avadim, that's what they're worth. And if that's what the captivity capture people want you to pay, that's great. They want you to pay more, that's Yoter, Mikdei, Demayin. The Radbaz has a different Mahalach. Radbaz and Chuvus Radbaz, Chal Gal, Simon Men. Kvarnagu kol Yisrael luto sashvum yoter mikdei demen an inkar mashuk. Shari zakein o katon en shavi bashuk yoter ma'asara dinarin. The to poten o to bekufo yoter. The time of the minagu mishum the time of the time o dilma ligu of light of Yisrael atzvan lishvos mem. Hare yanu roin bazman hazeh shashat min yoter mechatchil lishvos Yisrael. El komi shiim tzuhu kach afilu shepodin oto yoter ma'ashavi bashuk. Kevin said, "Podim ato yodim asher nivdin shar aku mutar." The Nachman Yisrael shem gomli chesed bnei gomli chesed. The Achim Yisrael gomli dug matnitin lo katani en podim asher yoter mechtei shovion ela yoter mechtei demayin. Mashma demayin shul shvuyin al regim bechol ashvuyin. Aval livdos asam yoter mechtar she ashvuyin shul shar lishonos akum ein rohi. The Aikul amichar dumen kevin shabon ato yoter mechtar ashvuyin. Says the Radbaz, Gevaldik Zach. He says the Svara is not the way it's brought down in the Pitchei Tshuva. The Svara of evaluating is not like the physical value in the slave market. We see all elderly people, which are not worth much in the slave market, that we're redeeming with a lot of money. Says the Radbaz is a great tzad. If the Svara is lo ligrubu tfei, if the Svara is that they don't want, they shouldn't kidnap more people, then it's not the physical value of how much a person can be slaved in the slave market. The question is, what is the kidnap market worth? Meaning, there are professional kidnappers. These kidnappers have to decide who they want to kidnap. So if they want to kidnap Jews, Gufa, then we're in trouble. But if they don't care if it's Jews or Goyim, then Lechora, that solves the problem. Therefore, if you pay more than the value that the Goyim are paying for redemption, it's not the market value of slaves. It's the value of kidnap people. There's a market for that. If you pay more than that market value, then what's going to end up happening is the kidnappers are going to realize that Jews are gomlei chasadim, and therefore, instead of kidnapping a guy, it makes sense to kidnap a Jew. And what that's going to do is it's the group of like to say. They're going to end up kidnapping more Jews, and therefore it's a counterproductive situation. By the way, one may suggest that's an afkamina also between Duchat HaTzibura and Ligru V'Tzei. Maybe if the issue is Duchat HaTzibura, then you could say, listen, you could expect the community to pay the value of what the individual is worth in the market. How do we evaluate that? In the slave market. But if the issue is the low ligrubu, that they shouldn't kidnap more Jews, then it's not the slave market, rather the kidnapped market. And therefore Jews cannot pay more than the value that the goyim would go ahead and pay. Now for the next few minutes, I want to bring down these tzadim regarding Baruch Hashem. Gilad Shalit was redeemed and he's back home. But I want to bring back these halachic tzadim to analyze the svara of Pidyon Shvuim today, in the case of Chayalei Tzal. If the svara is that in Pikuach Nefesh, like the Meiri and the Yesh Omrim and the Ramban, that in Pikuach Nefesh there's no limit, the Lechor in Pikuach Nefesh is no limit. And since there's no limit in Pikuach Nefesh, then whatever it takes, they have to be redeemed, because that's definitely a Pikuach Nefesh situation, as we've seen many times in the past, Lo Aleinu. But if the issue is against the Yesh Omrim, the Ramban, and the Meiri, and the Svaras that we said, and it's like the Chazon Yecheskel, the Sefes Yecheskel, and like the Achrav, the Ramban, that even in Pikuach Nefesh, if as far as Lo Ligrubu Utfei, then definitely there's an Isur of Yotar Mikatei Demayan, then we have a very interesting discussion. And the discussion is as follows. In our case, Yechari would say that it's known and famous that Jews, Am Yisrael, pays much more, redeems much more captive people for their shvuim, and therefore the svara should be that that's the ultimate day demand, and it's awesome. And even stronger than that, since the kidnappers, the terrorists, are interested specifically in what we have, meaning it's not that they're interested in X amount of money and the way for them to get the X amount of money. That's like negotiating with terrorists when it talks about kidnapping a plane. But in the case of a soldier, they want us to redeem the terrorists from jail. So they specifically want what we have. So the Chori, even if we would do what would be accepted in the market, according to the Svara of the Radbaz, which is a brilliant Svara, the Chori, by definition, it will always generate and kick off the Lola Gruvut Fei. Because even if they would ask for one terrorist, which is in our jail, the second is another terrorist in our jail, they'll kidnap again a soldier to get terrorist number two. Because he's in our jail, he's in no other jail. So by definition, there should always be a chashash of Lola Gruvut Fei. And therefore, even if it's the same market value, so to speak, let's say one captive soldier is worth 200 terrorists in the rest of the world, and this far would be that even paying the 200 terrorists, even paying 100 terrorists, would be not relevant because they want the 100 terrorists that are sitting by us. They don't want anybody else. I mean, if that's true, there's going to be a problem with Lola Gruvut Fei. So the Chori seems to be alpanav that regardless to how many terrorists have to be released, since they want the terrorists that are sitting in our jails, by definition, there should be an isur nitzad lo ligrubut fei. So what would be a tzad in halacha to be mekel, not according to Mirin Yesh Omrim? That's obviously a tzad in halacha.
What about Sheva ben Mechri?
Hold on just a second. Let's get to the end. We'll get to that in 3 minutes. Okay, let me just finish my train of thought. Okay? So Lechora, in that scenario, in that case, the Svar of Loligrubut Fei would be applicable. So what would be the Tzad? I think the Tzad is a little bit different. And I think, by the way, this is the Yisrael that's interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the Israeli culture that's discussed. And that is as follows. Maybe the reason is not out the pikuach nefesh of the individual, as painful as it seems, that's sitting right now by the terrorists. Maybe the tzad is totally different. Maybe the tzad is that I'm trying to send a message to my soldiers. That you should know, my soldiers, whatever it takes, if Chas v'Shalom you get into that situation, I'm going to go ahead and do and redeem you. So Nachinami, there's a side of Loligrubut Fe. But there's a counter Svara that says that if I'm not going to redeem the soldier with all of my capability to redeem my soldier, what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to be putting in my soldiers and my Chayalim, I'm going to be putting in a certain type of environment which they will not be able to fulfill their shlichus, their missions, and their tzrachim as chayalim. And therefore, in reality, it really relates to a whole different aspect of tzava, of milchama, and therefore dini milchama are applicable to here, and not regular dinim. So in Achinami, in the case of kidnapping a plane, in a case of kidnapping a plane and wanting ransom money, or even wanting terrorists, in that case, you might go ahead and say whatever the market value is. So if it's money, so whatever the market value would be to redeem a plane. If it's terrorists set up by me in jail, then it could very well be. There'll be a svara lowly gubut fei, and every time I have those terrorists in jail, they're going to go kidnap people to release them, and therefore there might be the svara. But the second, we're talking about a context of the milchama, and part of my svaras are to create an environment and to induce an environment for my soldiers to function and understand that we're going to do whatever it takes to redeem them, chas v'shalom, if something like that happens. The mela, maybe that evens out the svara of lo ligrubut fei. And maybe the rules and regulations, the shas milchama, and in the tzava, are totally different than classical case of kidnapping. And therefore, that would be the tzad to go ahead and say that it's really a security question and a question which has to take into account all the tzadim of the calculation in order to go ahead and make achra and make a decision whether or not that works and whether or not that could hold water.